I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Safe to say that Iraq is a mess right now. The Sunni militant group ISIS seems to be in control of large parts of the country, north and west of the capital. But Baghdad is now seeing its share of violence, too, in the form of ISIS suicide attacks. And there are also other troubles in Baghdad originating in the Green Zone, home of Iraq's parliament. Politicians there cannot agree on who's going to hold the country's three top jobs. Laith Kuba was a spokesman for the Iraqi government after the fall of Saddam Hussein. He's now an analyst for the National Endowment for Democracy. I asked him exactly what's going on.
Prior to parliament meeting first time, they need to agree on who's going to be a president, who's going to be head of the parliament, and who's going to be a prime minister. This is a consequence of the parliament to meet, and those names ought to be nominated. And because there is no consensus at all on which names are out there, nobody wants to hold that meeting. Everything is locked in about whether or not Maliki is putting his name forward, or is there going to be an alternative name.
Right. And is the lack of consensus, what's that due to?
Well, lack of consensus is a much deeper issue. I think Iraq has reached a new phase. The Kurds have more or less developed their own vision and their own track, and I think they want to go their own way. Sunni areas now are locked into a different reality, and there is zero agreement or consensus on having Maliki to continue. And amongst the Shias, there are strong differences about Maliki and, of course, about his replacement. So the country really is in a crisis. And although there is a constitution still functioning, but the political process has withered, and I think it's about to fail.
If ISIS was not in Iraq, do you think the parliament in Baghdad would have a speaker by now, a president, a prime minister?
No. I think ISIS complicated the situation. I think presence of ISIS has made it much clearer why Maliki must go. But despite that, Maliki is insisting on staying. Without ISIS, I think Maliki for sure would have stayed, and for sure we would have Sunnis revolting and boycotting him, and for sure we would have very angry Kurds who don't want to work with him. So he has become a divisive prime minister.
Laith Kuba, take out the sordid years of Saddam Hussein. You've been in the Iraqi government. Have you ever seen the government there this dysfunctional?
No. I think the Iraqi government benefited from, let's say, the blessing and the support from both the U.S. and Iran. And I think the Turks and the Saudis might have been uncomfortable, but they lived with it. It benefited from oil revenues in hundreds of billions of dollars. So it has every reason to succeed. And if it's failing, as I said, it's just because of the bad politics and bad politicians. And unfortunately, we have a constitution which is sound and I think can work, but the constitution by itself would not deliver without institutions and some mature players.
And as for the parliament building itself, I mean, it's always good to get a sense of the physical place where things are failing and dysfunction is setting in. Where is the parliament building in Baghdad? What does it look like? And what can you tell us about the place?
There are grand designs now by a known Iraqi architect to design some great building, but that's for the future. Currently, they're using one of the main halls that were used before for the people's meetings. It is within the Green Zone, and this is where they meet.
Laith Kuba, former spokesman for the Iraqi government, thank you very much.
Thank you.